In 2015, when I was GA at Arkansas, we had the whole year, we had all five starters play every snap for every game in the bowl game. So, you know, it's just one of those years where guy has something here or there, you know. Sometimes I tend to think and believe in conspiracy theories if the injuries are, like, all the same, but they're not. So, you know, if all the injuries are the same, I think maybe, you know, we got some bad cleats or something. I'm just kidding. No, I don't know what it is. It's bad luck, I guess.
Will Tristan or and Keanu, any of those guys be back this week?
They got a good chance. They've both been practicing this week, gotten reps. You know, my objective, and it's kind of, you know, what I've been having to do with Harris too. Like, Harris has been suited out, but has not been 100%. So I don't want to play guys if they're not not 100% healthy. So we'll see how they progress throughout the week. And good news is the game's at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, so we got a lot of time.
You put both Clark and Blake into some pretty intense situations. You know, yeah. Needed them to step up. Yeah. Talk about what you saw from them and their growth and just what they were able to do.
I just thought we could count on them from a mental standpoint, from a health standpoint. They're both healthy. They're both got grit. They're both tough. You know, they're still developing, but I thought that they had the internal stuff that you need to be able to get yourself ready for those moments. And Clark had it the week before and had an okay game in his first game and still working through things, but he's got enough toughness and character to do it, I think.
When you face a hostile crowd like you will Saturday, mm-hmm. the snap count or the avoiding false starts is a big deal. Have you guys been able to do anything to kind of replicate that or to get ready for that?
Yeah, well, we kind of learned a hard lesson at Tennessee where the silent cadence that we used here the year before for road games, we went to Tennessee and it didn't work and with that many people. I mean, it was not good enough. And they had used it the whole season before for road games, but that many people, our guys just, we learned a hard lesson. We had to change it during the game, and we've been able to revamp kind of what we do with silent cadence and getting that work in. We've done it every day this week, and so we like where we're at. The system kind of we got put in place for that if we need it.
What challenge do you expect to see from Utah State this upcoming weekend?
They're really physical and deep on the D line. I mean, they play really hard, and they got big defensive interior players that are really talented and really strong, and they got guys on the edge that are long and athletic. So they have the right mix of personnel, and they rotate probably about 10, 12 guys in there that are all pretty serviceable. It's not a whole lot of drop-off. So I think just their depth is really good, and they play really physical. And they got some versatility there where so sometimes you're playing a D-line and there's some drop-off. You know, you can kind of plan to do things if the second D-line comes in. They don't really allow you to do that with their D-line. They got some good tough guys, and they're a little bit unpredictable. They, you know, you look each game defensively, they do a little bit something different every week, every game, a different blitz pattern, a flavor of the week is kind of what I call it with our guys, and they do that kind of week to week, so we don't really know what their new unique thing is going to be this weekend. So that's always an advantage for a defense that does a lot of stuff.